Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, everybody. This is Marshall Poe. I'm the editor of the New Books Network. NBN listeners like to read books and buy them. So we thought we'd tell you that right now, our friends at Princeton University Press are having a remarkable site-wide sale. You can get 50% off books, including ebooks and audiobooks, with the code 50, F-I-F-T-Y, at checkout until May 31. You can save some real money on Princeton University Press books. I encourage you to go there and check it out. Welcome to the New Books Network.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of New Books in Japanese Studies on the New Books Network. I am Jinyi Lee from the University of Arizona. Today, we welcome Mr. Kanariya Eraku, a traditional Japanese storyteller from Tokyo. He has been performing English rakugo storytelling for many years. Rakugo is a traditional Japanese storytelling performance. Eraku-san and his co-author, Christine Okubo, have published a few books on rakugo, including two volumes of Talking About Rakugo, as well as two volumes of Eraku's 100 English Rakugo Scripts. These books briefly introduce the storytelling performance of Rakugo, the history, and more importantly, they provide English translations for some very classical Rakugo stories. So today we will have the chance to hear one of these stories. Welcome, Eraku-san. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Can you, it's such a rare opportunity, so I'm very excited about this. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself first?
I am a Raku performer, English Raku performer, and also I teach at the universities. I teach at two universities, and I teach English performance or performance in English. I don't teach Raku, actually, because it takes a too much time, right? If I try to teach rakugo to all the students, I teach drama and also singing. So I teach 3 days at the universities, and on weekdays, I mostly spend time on rakugo. And I teach rakugo or perform rakugo on weekdays. And I sometimes perform rakugo in English at schools or universities. Yeah, that's what I do.
Amazing. And I guess before we delve more into the history and basic information about rakugo, what is rakugo? Can you tell us, help us unpack how does rakugo work? What is it?
Rakugo is basically a storytelling. Some people say it is sit-down comedy, but it is not sit-down comedy as opposed to stand-up comedy. It's just basically storytelling with a touch of humor. We have a punchline in the end, and people will usually burst into laughter at the punchline in the end. But it is basically it is a storytelling, and there are funny stories of which we call a kokkeibanashi. But besides kokkeibanashi, or funny stories, we also have dramatic stories, which we call minjobanashi. And we also have horror stories, or kaidanbanashi. So it is not always funny, actually. So there are actually, as I said, three categories in rakugo stories: funny stories, dramatic stories, and horror stories. And usually we begin with what we call makura. Makura is a kind of prologue. It is an icebreaker, kind of icebreaker, before launching into the story. So makura is usually related to the main story. So if, for example, if the story is about a child, we usually begin with an anecdote or a short story about a child. If the story is about a stingy guy, we start with the anecdote or short story about a stingy man. So that's how we construct our rakugo stories.
And you mentioned that Lakugo is a performance that you kind of sit down. Can you kind of, well, we don't have the visuals today, so can you kind of describe to us what a Lakugo stage setting might look like?
Yeah, we sit on Koza. Koza means high stage, and we cover it with a red carpet, and we put on a square cushion called Zabuton on it. And we kneel down on the zabuton cushion. So, but we cannot use the lower part of the body when we perform. We can just use the upper part of the body. So it is basically a verbal performance, but actually we use upper bodies. We use arms, hands, and the facial expressions. So it is more like a theater. It's not just storytelling. Yeah, it's called storytelling, but some people say it's not just storytelling. It's more like a More like a theater. Yeah.
Mm. Amazing. So when did Lakugo begin? And I guess just for a brief introduction to the history of Lakugo, who were the first audience of Lakugo and who were the first performers?
Lakugo started in the 17th century, I would say. It depends on the definition, but there was a priest named Andakuan Sakuden in the 16th and 17th century. He is called the father of Lakugo because he compiled the first collection of jokes in Japan. It comes in 8 volumes, and it includes more than 1,000 jokes, which were published in 1623. So he is called the father of Lakugo. He not only compiled Lakugo or jokes, but also he also performed Lakugo stories. So he was a priest, but also he was a writer and a performer. So it began, I would say, in the early 17th century. And in the mid-17th century, the first professional Lakugo storytellers appeared in Edo and in Kyoto and Osaka at the same time. So that's the beginning of the Lakugo stories. And interestingly, the people in Edo, the performers performed indoors, while in Kansai district or Kyoto or Osaka, they performed outdoors. Yeah, so people were in Osaka, the audience were outside. They were, for example, on the roadside, or they were in the precincts of the shrine, and they were watching the performers outdoors. So the Lakugo stories in Kansai area is a little bit noisier and louder than Lakugo here in Edo, because in Edo we performed indoors traditionally. Yeah, that's one of the differences between Edo Lakugo and what we call Kamigata or Kansai Lakugo.
Fascinating. Actually, a year or two ago, we had another author, Dr. Matthew Schwartz, on our channel introducing Kamigata Lakugo. So I guess that means there are several different kinds of Lakugo nowadays. What are the different kinds today?
Between what? Between Kamigata and...
Between just among the big... within the big genre of Lakugo, how many different kinds or styles are there?
Styles? Between Kamigata and Tokyo, yeah, as I said, it's louder and noisier. And actually, they use more props when we perform. In Edo, basically, we use two props. One is hand towel. I think the listeners cannot see it, but we have a hand towel. We use hand towel and a folding fan, which we call sensu and tenugu. But in Kamigata, they also use a small wooden clappers called kobyoshi. So it makes the story, louder and noisier. So that's the difference.
That's very interesting. I've always wanted to listen to a Kamigata Lakugo, but I haven't had the chance yet. But I'm also curious about the training process of becoming a Lakugo storyteller. So can you tell us what the training process is usually like And why did you get into Rakugo performing?
First, I have to say that I am not a professional Japanese Rakugo performer, right? To become a Japanese professional Rakugo performer, they have to be a disciple of a master. Yeah. And I was learning like a little bit under a master named Tatekawa Danshi about 40 years ago, but I was not a formal trainee. I was not a formal student. Yeah. So to become a professional Japanese Rakugo performer, you have to be trained under their master for about 14 to 15 years. The system is a little bit different between Edo and Kamigata. In Edo, they have to be an apprentice and learn Rakugo and take care of their master for about 4 to 5 years. And after 4 to 5 years, they are promoted to the rank called Futatsume. When they are promoted to Futatsume, they are considered to be a professional Rakugo performer. And it lasts about 10 years before becoming what we call Shinichi. Shinichi means master. So it takes about 14 to 15 years to become a master. In Kamigata, there is no rank like this, but it would take about the same period, same time, to become a full-fledged Rakugo performer. But as far as the English Rakugo is concerned, there is no system like that.
That's nice. I guess, well, if you were to establish a program, it takes about the same time of 2 PhD degrees to become an actual master. So what got you interested in Rakugo? And I guess more importantly, how did you become interested in doing English Rakugo?
I was quite affected by 2 Rakugo performers. One is Tatekawa Danshi, as I said. I became a member of Tatekawa School. There are 4 groups of Rakugo Association. I mean, there are 4 Rakugo Associations. One is Rakugo Association. There's association called Rakugo Art Association, or Rakugo Geijutsu Kyokai, and Enraku Group and Tatekawa Group. I was in the Tatekawa group because I was really influenced by the founder of Tatekawa School, or Tatekawa Danshi, who founded the Tatekawa School in 1983. And he was not only a superb Rakugo performer, but also he wrote a lot of books about Rakugo. And he released many CDs and DVDs and so on. He also is a critic. He talked about Rakugo a lot. And he said that Rakugo describes the life of common people and all the aspects of human nature. You know, people are sometimes cunning and greedy, and we have a lot of negative aspects. And Rakugo will describe such the negative aspects too. You know, people are sometimes lazy, sometimes greedy, sometimes stingy. Rakugo says yes to all the aspects of human nature. That's the definition of Tatekawa Danshi, that definition of Rakugo of Tatekawa Danshi. And I was really attracted by what he talked about Rakugo. So that's why I became a kind of disciple right after he founded his school in 1983. I joined the Tatekawa School the next year, 1984. So that was that's how I got involved in the world of Rakugo. And the other person is Katsura Shijaku, who started English Rakugo in 1983, in the same year as Tatekawa Danshi founded his own school. And I was very interested in his English Rakugo. I saw his live performance of English Rakugo in 1990 in Tokyo. He is in Kamigata. He is actually a Kamigata performer. He's based in Osaka, but he sometimes performed in Tokyo too. So I went to see his live English performance in Giza, in Tokyo, and I was very impressed with his performance. And I thought Blackwood can be performed in foreign languages. That was kind of a hard time for us. We say, oh, English, yeah, Blackwood can be performed in any language. That's how I felt when I saw his performance. And I decided to do English Rakugo someday, yeah, after I saw his performance in 1990.
Wonderful. So how many, are there many Rakugo storytellers nowadays that are doing English performance? And one question. So we actually had this wonderful chance to have you perform at the University of Arizona a bit while ago. And at that time, I was already very curious. What kind of differences did you find doing Rakugo in English versus in Japanese?
Firstly, about the number of Rakugo performers and English Rakugo performers. As far as the Japanese Rakugo performers are concerned, in Tokyo, there are about 600 Japanese professional Japanese Rakugo performers and 300 Japanese Rakugo performers in Kamikata. So in total, there are about 900 Japanese Rakugo performers. Actually, in Nagoya, where I am from, Nagoya is located between Tokyo and Osaka. There are 4 professional Rakugo performers in Nagoya. So I would say there are about 900 Japanese Rakugo performers, professional performers. And English Rakugo performers, I have about 50 students. So at least there are 50 in Tokyo. And I think so there must be around, 80, 90, or 100, I think, English Rakugo performers here in Tokyo now. And out of 600 Rakugo performers, as I told you, in Tokyo, there is one foreign Rakugo performer whose name is Sanyute Kosenen. He is from Sweden, actually. So he performs in Rakugo in Japanese, in English, and in Swedish. And in Kansai region, there are 2 people, Rakugo performers from Canada. One is Katsura Sunshine. Maybe you know him, right?
Yes.
Sunshine, and the other is Katsura Fukuryu. They are from Canada. And there is one from, I think, Britain, who's a female Rakugo performer, Diane Kijijitsu. She is from, I think, Liverpool in Britain. And there is one French Rakugo performer named Cyril Copini. Yeah, so they are the they do Rakugo in, and Cyril Copini does Rakugo in Japanese, French, and in English. Diane Kichijitsu performs in Japanese and in English. And the difference, I would say there's actually no difference, but when I translate Japanese, for example, particularly traditional Rakugo stories, I have to change some part of the story because there are some puns or play on words included in the story, and it's impossible to translate those puns. So I have to change, that part. See the fun part, play on words. So that's a difference. Yeah, I have to change the story. I mean, part of the story. And in the case of there is a story called Manju Koi, Scary Manju. Manju is a kind of dumpling or sweet in Japan, but nobody knows manju in the United States, in foreign countries. So I changed manju to hamburgers. So I changed scary manju to scary hamburgers, so people understand the story much better. Yeah, right. When I perform English Rakugo, Rakugo in English in Japan, I think the people foreign people in Japan are rather familiar with Japanese culture. So I think maybe I don't have to change manju to hamburgers, But when I perform in foreign countries, nobody knows what Manchuria is. So I changed Manchu to hamburgers, and that's much better. Yeah. So that's how I change. I change the whole story, but I don't change the plot. I change just change the food. And in most cases, I change only some words.
Yeah. That's very interesting.
It depends on the story.
That's a very interesting point. And I want to come back to the plot aspect later. But you mentioned about female Lakugo tellers. So I wanted to ask you about this as well. In the book, you mentioned that there used to be very few female Lakugo tellers in the past. But now we're seeing female performers on the rise. So I'm actually curious about this. Are there any challenges for female Lakugo learners in the way that the Lakugo stories are constructed, or in the way that body movement, facial expressions, or voice changes that might, traditionally have been male dominant in that sense?
Said that there are about 900 Japanese Lakugo performers in Japan, and out of 900, there are now 55 female Lakugo performers. So it's about, I think, 6%, right? 6% of the total Lakugo performers. And I think the style is... depends on each female performer, because most characters who appear in Lakugo stories are male, actually. So it is a kind of disadvantage for female Lakugo performers. So some female performers change their characters to women. Yes, some female Lakugo performers do that, but others don't do that. They don't change the characters. So it depends, because as I said, most of the characters, like Hachigoro, Kumagoro, are craftsmen. And Inkyo is a retired old man. And Gonsuke is a servant at the store. And Sadakichi is an apprentice. So all of them are male, right? And of course, there are female characters in a Lakugo story, such as a wife of Hachigoro. You see, wife. Appears sometimes, and also girls working in the pleasure quarter are of course are female, and maid. There are maid helpers, but mostly male, so that it's a kind of disadvantage for female, because their voice pitch is higher than the male, so it's a kind of disadvantage for them. So some of them change the characters to female. But mostly the gestures, physical mannerism, is the same as they imitate the style of male Lakugo performers.
Interesting. That's very interesting to learn. And you mentioned a lot about changing the stories, and from the little that I've read about Lakugo, the many different Lakugo lineages in Japan today share similar base materials that were passed on for generations, some from the late Edo period in the 19th century. So how do Lakugo performers or storytellers add their own touch to the same story?
They sometimes change a bit, because over the years, there are some archaic, outdated words and some punchlines in the old days do not work. So sometimes they change even the punchline. Even Japanese people do not understand the punchline, because some words and the word puns or jokes are really old. So sometimes they change the jokes. And it really depends upon the individual performer. Some performers really put in their own jokes a lot, and others try to abide by follow the traditional style. So it really depends on a person. But nowadays, I think young, particularly young Blackpool performers, try to change the story to their own taste. You see, they have their own, they put in a lot of their own taste into, you know, into the story, and it's just, it's allowed. You see, so that's the difference between, I think, from Kabuki or Noah Kyogen. I think their style is really strict, right? Their form is really strict, and there is very, you know, little room for the performers to change. But in case of Rakugo, it's really, they can change it freely. They, you know, Rakugo performer is a performer, but not only performer, they are also director, see. They can be a writer. So there is a lot of room where they can change a lot in the, they can in the story. They can change a lot.
That's amazing. In your own case, do you have any iconic choice of style that you like to add to your stories?
Yeah, when I, yes, I put in my own jokes. I basically do not change the plot, of course, but I have to change some part, as I said, the place, the sentences where that is quite difficult to understand, even for us or even for the foreign people. I change some lines. So I would say the script of English Rakugo is a bit different from the script of an original Japanese. So English Rakugo will be kind of, will be a what, independent, will be an independent genre, I think. It's different from a Japanese Rakugo, I think.
Definitely. Well, enough said. I know that you've prepared a story for us to enjoy. Unfortunately, the story, so usually the audience will be able to see the master performing, but this time we'll only be able to hear you. So so what is this story, and what are some of the points to note before hearing this story?
I'd like to perform one of the most popular Rakugo stories called Tokisoba or Time Noodle. And so soba, I don't know how many people in America know what soba is. Many people living in the West Coast or East Coast are rather familiar with the Japanese food. And I think as far as the Japanese noodles are concerned, ramen is the most popular noodles in the United States, and soba and udon are not so familiar compared with ramen. But ramen do not appear in the traditional Rakugo stories, and soba and udon are there. Those traditional noodles appear in the story. And when I perform Tokisoba or Time Noodle, I talk about our little bit about our eating custom in Makura, or, you know, introduction, because we otherwise, I think people bother with what I'm doing. I mean, when we eat soba noodles, we slurp. We slurp the noodles. We make a slurping sounds, and I think that will bother foreign people. But for us, it is not impolite. It is okay to make a slurping sounds. So, like, see, the side of sound. You see, when, so please do not bother with my slapping sounds. That's what I have to say, and I will say that usually when I, in Makura, when I perform Rakugo, this story, and also we people, I mean listeners, not notice it because they don't they cannot see what I'm doing. We hold the bowl when I eat. They hold the bowl like this. I think you know people in America will never hold the bowl when you eat spaghetti or something, right? But we hold the bowl like this when we eat the noodles. Yeah, so I have to explain about those, the differences in eating customs first. And also we in the Edo period, they used a different currency called won. Now we use yen, right? But they used the currency called won. One won is about 20 yen. It's equivalent to about 20 yen So usually I talk about a currency used in Edo and our eating culture in the prologue or makura. But now I told you now, so I don't have to talk about it anymore. So I can launch into the main story, but I want people to understand our eating custom.
All right.
Slapping sound. Like this.
Yes. Please do not take offense, Dandis. I mean, nobody will. All right, then. The floor is yours. Please take away.
Soba noodles. Would you like soba noodles? Soba noodles. Would you like soba noodles? Noodle man, can I have a bowl of soba noodles, please? Oh, yes, thank you very much. What kind of noodles do we have? We have seaweed noodles and fish cake noodles. Oh, then I would like a bowl of fish cake noodles, please. Oh, thank you very much. Oh, it's very cold today, isn't it? Ah, yes, it is very cold. How's business these days? Well, it's not so good. Really? Well, that's good. Oh, why? You know, they say there are ups and downs in business. A bad time is followed by a good time. Oh, I hope you're right. By the way, what is that sign? There is a mark, an arrow hits the center. Oh, that's our store's name. On the Mark. Oh, On the Mark. That's a great name. I'm going gambling later. Oh, are you? Wish you good luck, sir. Here you are, sir. Oh, it's very quick. Ah, thank you very much. You know, I was born and grew up in Edo, so I'm short-tempered. Oh, when it's slow, it makes me irritated. Oh, you use new chopsticks. You know what? Other stands, they often use old chopsticks. Oh, that's not good. And the bowl is very clean. You know what? Other stands, the bowl is sometimes very dirty. And there are many chips around the edge. I have to be careful not to get injured. it smells really good. I can tell this noodle is really good by its smell. The soup is perfect. You know, at other stand, the soup is often very salty or very sweet. That's not good. This soup is just right. You use a lot of bonito flakes, don't you? I can tell it, because I eat soba noodles every day. The noodles are thin and firm and tasty. At other stand, the noodles are often very thick and soft and even sticky. Oh, that's not good. Oh, this fish cake is very big and thick. Can you make profits from this? Oh, that's good. You know, at other stands, a fish cake is very thin and small, and it's harder to find it. This is real fish cake. At other stands, they often use fake fish cake, and it tastes like rubber. That's not good. Thank you very much. It's really tasty. I'd like to have one bowl, but today I'm already full, so I'll come again. Thank you very much. How much is it? It's a 16 won, please. Oh, you see, today I have only small coins, so would you please hold out your hands? Okay. All right, thank you. All right. So are you ready to get paid? All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What time is it? It's 9. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Goodbye. Another man, who is a little slow in the head, was watching this, and he was thinking about what had happened. Oh, what is that guy? He said only good things about everything. First, he said the noodle was quickly served. And after that, he said the chopsticks are new. The bowl is very clean. And the soup is perfect, and the noodles are thin and firm and tasty, and the fish cake is very big and thick. Well, with all those compliments, I thought, he was going to ask for a discount or he was going to run away without paying money. But he paid. If he pays, he doesn't have to give all those compliments. And while he was paying, he asked the time, why? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What time is it? 9, 10? Hmm? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What time is it? 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What time is it? 9, 10. When you count 10, this little finger should be up, not this ring finger. I see. So he cheated Wang Wang out of him. Oh, what a smart trick. I want to do exactly the same thing as he did. Oh, I don't have enough coins today, so I will do it tomorrow. So the next day, he collected enough coins and went to a different noodle seller. Excuse me, can I have a bowl of soba noodles, please? Oh, thank you very much. What kind of noodles do you have? Oh, I have seaweed noodles and fishcake noodles. Oh, then I would like a bowl of fishcake noodles, please. Oh, thank you very much. It's very cold today, isn't it? No, it's not so cold. It's rather warm today. Yeah, you are right, yes. Yesterday it was very cold, but today it's rather warm. Yes, you're right. Oh, it doesn't work like yesterday. How's business these days? Oh, very good. Very good? Oh, yes. They say the economy is slow, but I'm making a lot of profits. Really? Oh, that's not good. Not good? Why not? You know, they say there are ups and downs in business, so a good time is followed by a bad time. Oh, what am I saying? Oh, maybe you are right, huh? What is that sign? There is a mark and arrow. It's outside the mark. Oh, that is our store's name. Off the mark. Off the mark? Oh, that's a bad name. I'm going gambling later, but maybe I should not go today. Is my order ready yet? Oh, not yet, sir. I'm boiling the water now. Are you still boiling water? All right. I was born and grew up in Edo, but I'm rather long-tempered, so take your time. Sorry to have kept you waiting, sir. Here you go. Oh, thank you very much. Oh. This chopstick, sir. Chopsticks are old, and there is a slice of onion on the tip. But it's okay. I'll wipe it with my kimono. That's okay. The chopsticks are not so important. What's important is a bowl. And the bowl is very dirty. And there are many cracks on the edge. I have to be careful not to get injured. but it's okay. It's all right. I'm not going to eat the bowl. Yeah? I'm going to eat the bowl, the noodles inside. So it's all right. it smells really good. I can tell this noodle is really good by its smell. It's too salty. Can I put some water here? Thank you. And I'll give you some water. It's okay. The soup is not so important. What's most important is the noodles. The noodles are the most important. I came here to eat the noodles. The noodles are really thick. Is this really soba noodles? Looks like udon noodles. Yes, the noodles are thick and soft and even sticky. Where is fish cake? I've been looking for it, but I can't find it. Are you sure you put it in? You did. Where is it? I found it. There is a very thin slice of fish cake stuck to the bowl. I thought this is a design of the bowl. how did you cut this? with an ordinary kitchen knife. Oh, how skillful you are. I thought you used a carpenter's plane. I can see your face through this.
Now,
This is fake fish cake, and it tastes like rubber. All right, this is enough. Oh, thank you very much. How much is it? It's 60 mon, please. Oh, this body the same as yesterday. Today, I have only a small coin, so would you please hold out your hand? Okay, thank you very much. Okay, are you ready to get paid? What's so funny? Oh, no, don't bother, okay? Are you ready to get paid? All right, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What time is it? It's 4. 4? 4. 5, 6, 7, 8. He lost 4 mon. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I hope our listeners were laughing as hard as I did. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you again. I just want to thank you again for joining us and for bringing this story, even though it was only audio only.
Yeah.
Make sure to check out these Rakugo books by Kanariya Eraku talking about Rakugo, or Eraku's 100 English Rakugo scripts, which provide you English translations for a lot of stories. Both books are available online.
Online, yes. This is... talking about Rakugo are written by me and Christine Okubo. All of them are very good.
Thank you. This is Jenny Lee. Stay tuned for our next episode.